If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Pretty soon it'll be Thanksgiving. But even sooner, you might want to have a Friendsgiving. Mariana's going to tell us all about this unofficial holiday that we've been hearing about more and more in the last few years, haven't we?
I know, Bob. Friendsgiving. We hear about that from our kids all the time, right? Mm-hmm. They always seem to be having a Friendsgiving during Thanksgiving. It's the unofficial holiday meal that you have with your chosen family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, anybody that you actually want to sit next to, as opposed to a relative that you have to sit next to.
Yeah. Now, when do people do this? When should they do this?
Well, it's totally flexible. It's a lot of people do it on the weekend before or after Thanksgiving or Wednesday, the night before. It's all about having this relaxed gratitude, good food, good company, and no family drama.
Yeah, it sounds like if you have to work on Thanksgiving, this would be a perfect substitution. Why else are people doing this?
Okay, well, the reason I think people do this is because it includes everybody. Not everybody can make it home on Thanksgiving. You know, there are work and travel costs. There's distance. There are sadly strained relationships that can get in the way. And this gives people a chance to belong. It's also pressure-free. Like, there are no rigid traditions, like no matching plates. Nobody's asking who you're dating or when you're getting married or if you're having a baby anytime soon.
Yeah, it's a lot of peace and tranquility, isn't it?
Yes. And it's your chosen family. Like, some people's friends are their family, and this is their day to celebrate that openly. Also, it's very flexible. You can do brunch, you can do dinner, or even Friendsgiving desserts only. It fits your schedule, not the other way around.
Yeah, you know what?
You would like that one, Bob, the Friendsgiving desserts only.
Oh, yeah. I remember our kids talking about this a lot on the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving when they'd go out. But that wasn't Friendsgiving?
That's Friendsgiving. That's what they do.
Okay.
The night before, they go out with their friends, you know, or they to somebody's house. It's potluck, whatever. And it, you know, also it helps people who have to work on Thanksgiving, like nurses, retail workers, hospitality staff. And it gives them their own moment to relax and enjoy a meal. And it's also, it turns out that this happened with our kids. It's a creative cooking test kitchen. So you try out a new stuffing or a dessert before the big day. And then if it flops, your friends are still going to love you.
Yeah, no pressure.
Right. And it's less about obligation and more about intention. You choose to show up. It's all the gratitude without any of the guilt.
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier here this morning. You don't pick your relatives, but you pick your friends. Now, the last thing people want is more work during the holiday season. And I'm sure you have some savvy tips to make it easy, don't you?
Yes, I do. Some do's and don'ts. You know, I've been looking this up, and also from our experience with our own family. Some of the do's that would be helpful are make it potluck style. So the host handles the turkey or whatever the main dish is, and the guests bring in sides, drinks, or desserts. Mm-hmm. The other thing is make sure you assign dishes so that you don't have like five mac and cheeses and no cranberry sauce. You don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. And it's fun to set a theme or a twist. For example, like, you can call it Tiny Thanksgiving and it's small bites only, or Sidesgiving and it's you skip the bird and you only do all the delicious side dishes.
No, I'd be in on that.
Yeah. And then plan the seating loosely, not with rigid place cards. Just make sure that everyone fits and can talk. And then make a gratitude moment. Go around the table and share one thing that you're grateful for. I wrote about this in my newsletter, or I am writing about this in my newsletter that is going to come out right before Thanksgiving, about a gratitude moment that we actually experienced, mostly with your family.
Yeah, it didn't work with my family.
It did not work.
I know.
I mean, you know, people, I guess, don't want to be put on the spot, you know, and dig deep and, you know, whatever. But if you subscribe to my newsletter, you will be reading about that. That's one of the changes that we've made lately, where, you know, like some thoughts about what's going on with us and, you know, like our private moments. But I do have some don'ts. Okay. So here they are. Don't stress about perfection, because people come for connection. They don't come because they want matching napkins. And this, I think, is the most important one. Do not over invite, because if you over invite and it's a free for all for everybody, it's not manageable and it's not as meaningful. Mm-hmm. So
defeats the purpose of Friendsgiving if you do that.
Exactly. And then don't forget the music, the background jazz or the acoustics that keep the vibe warm and easy. And don't let one person do everything. Everybody should have a job, even if it is just bringing ice or cleaning up.
I like being the general, just giving orders, but that never happens. Because my rank is private.
Yeah. you are given jobs, because those who do not think of what to do need to be told what to do.
I know. What you got going on Savvy Planet, on the SavvyPlanet.com website?
Well, for starters, the major part of the whole overhaul of the Savvy Planet newsletter is just about complete. I've been talking about this. So many people have been with us for like the last 6 years. And I love that so many people are signing up to see what this is all about. And my plan is to grow this to be huge, so we can have a very great, tight community of people who are like-minded, who want the daily wisdom, who want the recipes. So I just want to say that if you're a subscriber and you haven't received our newsletter, please check your spam, because it's with this new overhaul, some of the email addresses, you know, may have ended up in spam. And if you're not a subscriber, you're missing out on some real gems, life, wisdom, and recipes. So sign up. It is free. And speaking of Thanksgiving and Friendsgiving, of course, the recipe coming to you this following week is the world famous corn casserole, aptly named by Bob.
Oh, it's the best, and it's easy to make too. 6 ingredients. Not that healthy, but who cares?
No.
An appetizer, a main course, and a dessert. Sign up, savvy-planet.com. You can go to the website to get Marianne's corn casserole recipe. Make a lot of it this year, please.
Extra casserole dishes full of corn casserole just for you, Bob.
I can't wait. All right. Happy Friendsgiving to all.